Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutyamu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Weewaawo ekiseera kyonna.
Yes, all the time.
Mukama mulungi.
God is good.
Kubanga ye eryekuba obulamu n'amazima.
Because him is the way, the truth and the life.
Nga bw'atugamba mu Yokaana essuula eyo ey'ekkumi n'ennya.
As he tells us in John chapter 14.
Noonyola omukaaga.
And the verse 6.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Ye kitaffe.
He is the Father.
Awamu n'ekigambo kye.
Together with his word.
Wetumanyinga omwana Yesu Kristo.
Whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
N'omwoyo w'omutukuvu.
And his Holy Spirit.
Abagenze maaso n'okutukuŋŋaanyanga leero.
Moved on to gather us even today.
Era ne babeerawo ku lwaffe.
And they live for us.
Bible yagamba.
Bible says.
Matayo sura 18.
Matthew chapter 18.
Era 11 mpaka olw'abiri.
Verse 19 to 20.
Nti bannaffe babiri oba basatu banaku.
That we are two, three gather on the earth.
Nebekobana kubuli kigambo mu maso ga Katonda alikituukiriza.
And they agree upon a word before God will fulfill them.
Kubanga babiri basatu bakungana
kuluwe. But we are two, three gather for his sake.
Ngawali.
And he's there.
Era ne kumulonde gono.
Even on this time.
Jali jetuli.
He is unto us.
Okulabikanga atukulemberamu.
That he leads us.
Okuita moyo mutukufu.
Passing through the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga kyawandikwa mu Barumi esuli omunana.
For it is written Romans chapter 8.
Nonyole 14.
And the verse 14.
Nti abakulemberwa moyo wa Katonda.
Those led by the Spirit of God.
Abo bebaana ba Katonda.
They are the sons of God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda.
So we thank God.
N'olwalira atukuŋŋaanyiza.
Even today he has gathered us.
Era agende mu maaso n'okutukulemberamu.
And he moves on to lead us.
Ng'atumulisiza n'omusana gw'ekigambo
kye. He enlighten us with the light of his word.
Okuita mukutufuka ko moyo omutukuvu.
Passing through Paul in us his Holy Spirit.
Tegere ebigambo bye.
That we understand his word.
Ngo kusubiza okuli mongere sule soka.
As the promise in the Proverbs chapter 1.
No nyorwa biri mwesa.
And the verse 23.
Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ne dobozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamone musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba Bible.
And our Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nyo mwena.
We love you all. Mulinyerya mukama waffe Yesu. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We best in this ministry.
Obw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move rich unto you.
Ekitundu eky'ekkumi n'ennya.
Part 14.
Akatonda ge.
Portion G.
Aka government ya Katonda ey'omuggulu ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ne government yayo ey'omumasekkati.
Even its central government.
Manyikiddwa nga government ya Katonda mu government za Katonda.
Known as God's government to the governments of the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tukyagenda maaso okulaba department y'omunaana.
We still move on to see the eighth department.
Ya government ya Katonda y'omuggulu ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ye department ey'omwoyo omutukuvu mu bujjuvu bwe.
The department of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twebaza Katonda.
So we thank God.
Nti ali mu division musanvu.
That within him are seven divisions.
Zemeyo musanvu era maaso ga Katonda agatumwa mu nsi zonna.
They are the seven spirits, seven eyes of God sent in the all earth.
Naye nga division ezo musanvu sofa twakakomekerezaako mukaaga.
But those divisions seven so far we finished six.
Yemeyo yomukaga kwejomeyo omusanvu ejja Katonda.
They are the six spirits on the seven spirits of God.
Ekitumba mu nsi zonna.
Those sent in the all earth.
Nga tujja tulaba bwe tujja ko siru.
As we come seeing when we take off the seal.
Okuyita mu musana gw'ebyandiko ebitukuvu.
Through the light of the Holy Scriptures.
Okuva mu kitabo kya Katonda ekitukuvu.
From the Holy Book of God.
Nga tubikulira obuvunaanyizibwa bw'emyoyo omusanvu ejja Katonda.
As we reveal the responsibility of the seven spirits of God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tukyagenda mu maaso.
And we are still moving on.
Ne division eno eyo musanvu.
With this seventh division.
Division eyo moyo wa mukama.
Division of Spirit of the Lord.
Kutongera okujja ko siri kubyandi kwe bitukuvu.
When we move to take off seals from the Holy Scriptures.
Okuleta omusana gwe kigambo kya Katonda.
To bring light of the word of God.
Ogutubikulira obuvunaanyizibwa bwo moyo wa mukama.
Which reveal us responsibilities of Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga twasubizibwa okula point musanvu kumunana.
We were promised to see 7 to 8 points.
Ezo obuvunaanyizibwa moyo wa mukama.
Of responsibility of Spirit of the Lord.
Okuita mu musano omungi ogwe kigambo kya Katonda.
Passing through the much light of the word of God.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So far twakomekerezaako mukaaga kwezo.
So far we have finished 6 of those.
Era twagala okulabikanga tuyongere ne point yaffe y'omusanvu.
And we want to move on with our 7th point.
Omulundi guno.
On this time.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga point yaffe eno.
In this our point.
Etunuulidde nnyo.
It's looked at most.
nti okuyita mwoyo wa mukama
that passing through the spirit of the Lord
tubikulirwa amanyi agomuwendo omungi
we are revealed of the precious powers
mungeri ya seven colors as a rainbow
in form of seven colors of rainbow
okuva mumiyoyo era masoga katondo omusanvu
from the seven spirits on seven eyes of God
ebyamikisingibwa kunguru ebyamikisingibwa nobuziba obwamazi
mixed up with the depth of waters
mukutonda kweguliyo na nensi nobujuvu bwamu
in the creation of the precious heavens and the earth with their fullness
okusinzira eri waguru wegu
basing above the heavens
kutandikwa nenkomegero
at the beginning and the end
okutonanga tekunnabawo
before creation happened
eranga kuuno si theories abana science
and this time not the theories of the scientists
ezimanyikidwanga big bang theory
known as the big bang theory
awamo ne evolution
together with the evolution
yes yebazibonyo
praise Jesus much
twagala okwongera okulaba bwekyali
now we want to move on see how it was
kubanga moyo wa mukama agena maso no tubikulira ebintu bingi
because the spirit of God moves on to reveal us many things
okubirada ku point ya soka
right from the first point
point ne yomusanvu
but on this seventh point
kugambye ntwaga anti omoyo wa mukama
told the spirit of the Lord
atubikulira amanya agomuwendo omuntu
he reveals us the precious powers
agalabikira mu seven colors as a rainbow
which appear in the seven colors of rainbow
eranga gava mu moyo musanvu era masoga katondo omusanvu
and he came from the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God
agami kisingibo wamu nobuzibo bwamazi
which were mixed up with the depths of the waters
mukutondebwa kweguliyo na nensi zonna nobujuvu bwamu
in the creation of the entire heavens and the earth with their fullness
okuvira daleri waguru wegu
right from above the heavens
untandikwa nenkomero
at the beginning and the end
kutonanga tekunnabawo
before creation happened
kumurundi guno ngatongera ukakasanti theories zabana science
on this time we move prove you that not theories of the scientists
okuri is abamanyi ezimanyikidwanga big bang theories
where is the big bang theory
awamo ne evolution
even the evolution
ebayito okubwatuka
that they call explosion
yes yebazibonyo
praise Jesus much
so twebaza katonda
so we thank the Lord
kumurundi guna atuwadde chance okunyonyola ebyaliwo ebyamazima
on this time he's given us chance to explain things which happened or those of truth
eranga mu department yaka mu department ene yomunana
and in this eighth department
ya government ya katonda yo muguru kunsi
God is heavenly government on the earth
na dala division eno eyo moyo wa mukama
mostly this division of spirit of the Lord
baje agena nga maso kutunyonyola
they will move on always explain us
iri byaliwo mukutonda kwegune nsi byamazima
what happened in the creation of heavens and earth
na dala wetu tu can't tulira nti egulu nsi
mostly when you reach you hear heavens and earth
ebiriwo lero
which are today
byakolebwa okuva mu mazi
they were made out of water
na yene ne bantu banji
other question arising in many people
nti amainja go muwendo omunji
that then these precious stones
omuli amanya agenja u
where there are different powers
muguri onane musi zonna
in the heavens and all the earth
goga vawa
they came from where
uchibanga gali mazigo ka
if it was only water
so kumurundi guno
so on this time
konge dokulaga amainja go muwendo jegava
moved on to show you those precious stones where they came from
uru amanya go muwendo omunji
by the precious powers
mukala nga ezarwini bomusanvu
in the colors of rainbow which are seven
okuva myo musanvu ejakatonda
from the seven spirits of God
agami kisingibwa nobuziba obwamazi
we are mixed up with the depth of the waters
mukutonda eguru eliyo muwendo
in creating the precious heavens
awamo onesi obugagabwamu
the earth and their fullness
tuvura banga atugamba nyo mupita ekyo kubira sura yo kusatu
that's why it tells us most second peter chapter 3
olonyo iliyo kutandika oro kusatu
starting from verse 3
okuyingira damu ro kutano gagamba bwati
enter verse 5 as it says this
katusometu olire
let us read we here
petere cho kubiri esule yo kusatu no lunyiriri oro kusatu
second peter chapter 3 from verse 3
ngamamazo kusoko kutegera kino ngamuna kwezo ruva nyuma abasekeserezi nti abasekerezi balija no kusekerera ngabatambula okugobereranga okwegomba kwabwe bo
knowing this first that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts
olinyoro kuna
verse 4
nebogera nti okusubiza ku okujja kwe kuliruyiwa kubanga bajjajja fe kasokedde bebaka byonna bibeera bwe bityo ngabwe byabanga okuva kukutondebwa
and saying where is the promise of his coming for the, since the fathers fell asleep all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Verse 5.
Kino ngabalaba ngedda wali weguru nensi eriyava mazi era yali wakati mu mazi olwechi gambo kya Katonda.
For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water.
Yes, you have
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. When you read 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 5,
agambye nti eguru lyonna,
he has said the entire heavens and the earth with their fullness, they were made from the water.
Its
foundation stood in the waters.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus
much.
Right there is where we got challenges onto us who preach the gospel. Most when we reach to prove to our brethren the scientists concerning that God created heavens and earth and he gets them from water. Because they asked again these other precious stones, those we see in all the
earths,
those we see the stars giving their light, even the entire heavens we hear that it tell us that they are of precious value. Now those powers in that precious value of those stones, it also came from water. We just failed to sit under the counsel of God's word
to
explain the Holy Spirit was there at the beginning in the creation of heaven and earth. He's the one who spread on the surface of the depth of the waters. Out of him came powers in the form of seven colors of rainbow. And they were mixed up with the depth of the waters. Where cometh the word that the earth was empty and void? It was mixed up. According to those in Genesis, chapter 1, verses
2.
Genesis chapter
1,
verse
2. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kungulu ku mazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That we
were
not able at the other time explain this Holy Spirit who spread on the surface of depth of water. What did he do to appear at that time? The water out of the made heaven and earth. It was mixed up. What was mixed within it? So we showed you fullness of the Holy Spirit, who spread on the surface of depths of the water, and who was sent to create, and is made of seven spirits of God. Out of come power, glory, precious powers, which appeared in seven colors of rainbow, and they were mixed within the depth of the waters, in the midst of creation of entire heavens, all the earth is their fullness. That is why in Revelation chapter 4 verse 5 he speaks of these seven spirits which show fullness of Holy Spirit spread on the surface of depth of water. Let us read here. Revelations chapter 4, verse
5.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The fullness of the Holy Spirit who spread on the surface of depth of water. Out of came the precious powers. In the form of seven colors of rainbow. He was there on the surface of depth of the water. Which caused to say that in that time in the earth nothing had been created. And there was a mixing which happened there. But the much powers which are in the form of seven colors of rainbow, they came from the seven spirits of God and they mixed with the depth of the waters to be able to get out the entire precious heavens, even all the precious earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because those seven spirits, they were one sent in all the creation, according those in Revelation chapter 5 and the verse 6. And it says like this. Revelation chapter 5 verses 6. Revelation chapter 5 verse 6.
Nendaba wakati wentebe nebira mwebina ne wakati wabakadde omwana gwendiganga ayimiride ngafana nange yattibwa ngalina mayembe musanvu namaso musanvu jimyo yo musanvu ejja Katonda ikitumiba mu nsizo na.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, although it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Revelation chapter 5, verse
6.
It shows these seven spirits of God. They were one sent to create.
We are
said those sent in the whole earth. Just as we heard Psalms 104 verse 30, that he sends his spirit and they are created, even to renewing the face of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So the spirit in the fullness was sent. The Holy Spirit in His fullness, who was sent in the creation of heaven and earth,
is
made of the seven spirits of God. And in Him is where came the precious powers, which were mixed up in the depth of the waters, in seven colors of rainbow, to creating there many precious stones within the entire heavens, even in all the earth. Praise Jesus much. That is why it is said that the Spirit had to mix up that water up to the depth. Just as you see, the Bible says the Spirit searches even the deep things, those of God. Now he spread on the surface of depth of the water, but he had passed through the powers and they entered in the depth of the waters. Those powers appear in seven colors of rainbow to represent powers come from seven spirits of God. When he speaks in the First Corinthians chapter 2, even verse 10, he said that all these are made by the Spirit for one who was there to in the all the creation, and is the one who tells us what was in the depth in that moment. Let us read we here. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10.
Na yefe kachunia tube vikulida kubumu yo kubango moya no nyavyo na era nebyo buziba ebya Katonda.
But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Yes. The Spirit searches all. Even the deep things of God. Now he was there in Genesis chapter 1. Verses 1 and
2.
As God creates heaven and earth.
And
he is one who had spread on the surface of depth of the water. But the Holy Spirit causes fullness is made of seven spirits. Out of him came powers which moved on to be mixed with the depth of the waters. In creating the precious stones, the midst of creation of entire heavens and earth, praise Jesus much. So some of those things of God within Revelation, for God show in the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and the verse 3, and he moves on to show us that upon which you see most of the time the seven spirits of God, their powers usually appear in the colors of rainbow. Praise Jesus much. Let's first read Revelation chapter 4.
Then tusome na uroku tano.
Verses 2, then we read even verse 5.
Okubikulirwe sura yokuna noru nyiriri uroku biri.
Revelation chapter 4, verse 2.
Amangu ago nalimu moyo. Era, laba. Entebe yobu wakabaka yalie teke duwa omuguru. Eranga waliwe yalia tudeku ntebe.
And immediately I was in the spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one sat on the throne.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. He shows that immediately he was in the spirit. And he saw a throne set up in heaven. And one was sitting upon it. But the power which was coming within the spirit was in. It is shown to be in the seven colors of rainbow. According to verse 3. He says like this. Revelation chapter 4, verse
3.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a carnelian stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in appearance like unto an emerald.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you look to Revelation chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, it
shows
immediately was in the spirit. And he saw a throne set up in heaven, and there was one sitting upon it. The verse 3 he says, the one who sat upon it was like a stone of jasper. It's surrounded like of a rainbow. Like you see colors of rainbow. But those come from those powers you see of the colors of rainbow. They come from the seven spirits. Those which shine before the throne of God.
Because
these seven spirits burn before the throne of God. Now surrounding the throne of God, there appear those seven colors of rainbow. To represent powers come from the seven spirits of God. When you read verse 5, he says this. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
N'okubwatuka. N'ettabazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyeyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voicings, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. Look to Revelation 4 verse 5. It shows there were seven lamps of fire. And they burn before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. But when you go back to verse 3, verse 2 and 3, he says he was in the spirit. And he saw a throne set up in heaven, and one was sitting upon it. In verse 3 he says, one who sat upon it, he was in the form of the stone of jasper in appearance, even surrounded with a rainbow. Yet remember, seven spirits are before the throne. Now powers coming from them.
There are
those in the seven colors of rainbow surrounding the throne of God. Now in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and 2, when God was creating heaven and earth, Holy Spirit spread on the surface of the depth of the waters, and he came out much powers of precious powers in
the
form of seven colors of rainbow, right from the throne of God. And he mixed up where we get the precious stones which are of many types in the heavens and earth.
And
there are many riches and treasures in there because of the powers within the stones.
But
when we count the value of the stones, we do not count their color. We count the powers within them. When we count the value of the stones,
yes,
Jesus
much.
So show what really was there. All these, the Spirit of the Lord is the one revealing them. It needeth the much wisdom
to
be able to break down and away that Big Bang theory together with evolution. Because they say in that world that there was an empty space there. Within that empty space there came in chemicals. And those chemicals began to grow, turn into different elements. The more they grew, that they exploded to manifest the universe. Just as they always tell us in science, that all things in science have to have proof. Now let them first prove to us that empty space came from where. Because those we explained them above before, that God the Father created it right above the heavens. Now the other, let them explain to us those chemicals which gradually grew and turned into different elements. They came from where? Because we have showed them that God birthed the depth of the waters passing through spirit of fear of the Lord, as we had in the past before. Then the Holy Spirit in his fullness, he covered on the surface of depth of the waters the seven spirits of God and released out powers, precious powers,
in
seven colors of rainbow. And he mixed up the depth of the waters where they created the precious heavens, even the earth and all their riches. For we bring you proof, but you do not have proof, you the scientists. This time, we move on to break contentions. Everything lifting itself above the knowledge of God.
The
knowledge of God, it says God created heavens and earth. Now you, the scientist, and you bring contentions to lift yourself above knowledge of God. You bring theories which have not a beginning and the end.
Big Bang theory,
like the
evolution.
Big Bang theory and the evolution.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in the Corinthians, they say, this is the time we break contentions which lift themselves above the knowledge of God. Let us read, we hear.
2
Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5.
Nga tumenye mpaka na buli kintu ekigulumivu ekikulumbazibwa okulana n'okumanya kwa Katonda era nga tujeemula buli kirowoozo okuwulira Kristo.
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, in bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri essuula ey'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3.
Kubane wankubadde nga tutambulira mu mubiri, tetulwana kugobereranga mubiri.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Kubanga ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri, naye bya manyi eri Katonda.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. For verse 5. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This time is to break down every thought.
2
Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We break down every thought.
When
the scientists began to bring their thoughts, that it seemeth the creation of the universe, to meaning the sky, all the stars, the moon, and the sun, even the planet, that it seemeth there was an empty space there. That then there came out chemicals, and they turned into elements, that then they exploded. That we go to the universe and the planets. But your thoughts, they are very wrong. I want you to get a passion fruit, put it into fire, and see when it explodes everything within it where it will scatter to. Now the earth cannot appear in such an order. And other planets and all the stars, when they just exploded, it is impossible. Or you get an egg, put it in the midst of fire, let it burst and explode. You see everything where it will scatter to. Do not deceive the world. Right now we break arguments. We break every thought. Everything lifts itself above the knowledge of God. Even to despise your thoughts, to bring them to captives. That you obey Christ who created heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But what happened? The much powers, the precious powers, they came from the seven spirits of God in the seven colors of rainbow, and they went on mixed with the depth of the waters. Out of we get the precious heavens and all the earth with their fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
That's why when we speak of the name.
Okay.
Now before I go to that name. In Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 1. 27-28. They still show us those powers in the colors of rainbow. Those come from the throne of God. Let us read we here.
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse
27.
Nendaba ngebali lya zabu etabuddwa mu feza. Ngembali iyo muliro munda muyo enjuyizo na okuva kumbala yekiwato kye nokwambuka. Era okuva kumbala yekiwato kye nokokka. Nalaba ngembala iyo muliro era waliwo kumasa okumasamasa okumwetolode.
And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his waist even upward, and from the appearance of his waist even downward. I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about.
Verse 28. Ye yali embala y'ekifaananyi ky'ekitiibwa ekya Mukama. Awo bwe nakiraba, ne nvunnama amaaso gange, ne mpulira eddoboozi ly'oyo eyayogera.
As the appearance of the ball that is in the clouds in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I had a voice of the one that spoke. Yes. When we go to hear Genesis 1 verse 3. That let there be light. Let there be light. Now Ezekiel chapter 1. Verse 27. They show you God seated on the throne. And they show the precious stones surrounding there. The shining in the brightness. That all the shining and brightness. In the much powers of colors of rainbow, like the rainbow in the sky on the day of rainfall.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Now those much powers, which came from seven spirits of God, in the colors like of the rainbow, they are one which are mixed in the depth of the waters, out of to create the much, the precious heavens, together with the precious earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You know,
we want proof. How was it?
Big bang theories.
We do not want big bang theory which has no proof. It has not a proof, the big bang theory.
But
those are thoughts. We break in on arguments for them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, I want to bring you more proof. When God struck the earth with floods, when he wanted to stop the flow of the floods, he put there a token or a covenant in the form of the rainbow. And when we see it cross on the sky in the clouds, if he's to strike the earth with clouds, he's going to stop it there when he sees
it.
Why did he bring out the sign of the rainbow? This rainbow, indeed, what is it? Because when you look at the rainbow, when you look at it and you go touch it, you do not touch it. The others are powers. Those are ones which were mixed up in the creation. Because when the floods were going to happen, God loosed all the streams from right from their source.
And
the entire earth got filled up with water as it had been created.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But when he wants to stop that, he sends his much powers, which appear in seven colors of rainbow. Those he spoke of in the Genesis saying, Genesis chapter 9, and he says like this, Genesis chapter 9, verse 11.
Nange nanywezanga endagaano yange nammwe, so ebirina omubiri byonna tebikyazikirizibwa nate, mulundi gwakubiri n'amazzi ag'amataba. So tewakyabaawo mataba nate mulundi gwakubiri okuzikiriza ensi.
And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. Verses 12.
Kano ke kabonero akendagano gendagana nze namwe na buli kitonde ekiramu ekiri namwe okutuusa emirembe gitaliggwaawo.
And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. Verse 14.
Nteeka musoke wange ku kire era anaabanga akabonero akendagano gendaganye n'ensi.
I do set my bowl in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. Verse 14.
Kale olunaatuukanga bwe naaleetanga ekire ku nsi, musoke anaalabikanga ku kire.
And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud on the up, and it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bowl shall be seen in the clouds. Verse 15.
Nange najjukiranga endagaano yange gye ndaganye nze nammwe na buli kitonde ekiramu ekirina omubiri kyonna, amazzi nti n'amazzi tegafuukanga nate mataba okuzikiriza omubiri gwonna.
And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. Yes.
Agamba nti bw'aba ataddewo ekire,
he says he's put there a cloud,
ng'agenda okukuba ensi amataba, ensi ejjula amazzi nga bwekyali.
The earth with floods, the earth be filled with water as it happened.
Agamba musoke we,
he says his rainbow,
analabikanga mu kire,
he will appear
muli we chwi
inside the cloud.
Naye nno musoke we naffe tetwamumanya okusooka.
But his rainbow we never knew of it before.
Musoke wa mukama tekiba
nayo bulijjo. The rainbow of God, what is it?
Kubanga uri musoke wa mukama.
But the other is the rainbow of God.
Nange gemanya gava ku miyomu sambwe jaka.
Those are powers coming from seven spirits of God.
Bega tubegafu kubanga bugena okusinka na musoke tugambe.
For when you go meet a rainbow, let's say,
abasinga bali bamusinka nye ko nga ku nzizi.
Most who have ever met the rainbow right on the wells.
Bani abali bagenze ko ku nzizi.
Who has ever gone on a well?
Okasera ko nga jali.
And at that time the rainbow is there.
Wali omukuteko.
Have you ever touched it?
Aba anonya ki mu mazzi.
What is this seeking for in the waters?
Lwaki natera kuwata mu lukalu?
Why does he not spread and cover the dry land? He usually touches the waters.
For
it's the way he did it right from the beginning. You know, we want to bring the real proofs. Things which happened in the creation of heavens and earth. Most people ask you, Apostle, you got them from where? Me too, God will be the heavenly journey. Heavenly biblical journey. As we move to the truth and the life of the Holy Scriptures. Where they are. And when we reach there above the heavens,
that
creation, we went back how it all happened. I saw greatness of creation, we studied.
And
they wrote out the holy book of God, that of heaven. And we read just as we read today. Now I teach you from the original copy.
Amen.
Yes, you must believe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga chinza chinzo twale myaka mingi okunyonyola ebyo.
Can take many years to explain such.
Ngereje badde wansi wenjuba nga tebanyonyola.
Just as they appear under the sun and they are not explained.
Yesu yebazibwe nyene.
Praise Jesus much.
Ngere myaka ejibaddo wansi w'enjuba nga tetunyonyoka nga kyali kitya.
Just as we have been under the sun, we had not gotten explained how it was.
Naye amanya amanji.
But the much powers
erago muwendo
omungi. And precious powers
mungeri ya kare ya rainbow.
In the form of color of rainbow.
Gafu butuka mumiyomu sambu eja katunda.
They came from the seven spirits of God.
Negama amira, negami kisinga mbuzibo wama.
And they got mixed within the depth of the waters.
Negori kenchiti wacha katunda kubuziba.
And they displayed the glory of God unto the depth.
Katunda nata andiko kulagiro kutunda kwa na.
God began to command all the creation.
Tuvula wanga tulina. Heaven zingaza muendo munji.
That is why we have precious heavens.
Ninga bagamba yayawula mazi.
Yet they say just separated water.
Agamu gaddemu chitundu echa
waguru. One to go to the rim above.
Nama lagaddemu chitundu echa
waguru. Another go to the rim below.
Ukusina kurubelebele sule soko nyoromoka.
According to Genesis 1 verse 6.
Ukuingira dala uromunana.
To enter verse 8.
Agamba buwati.
He says like this.
Uruberebele sule soka nolu nyiriri uromukaga.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 6.
Katonda nayo geranti wabewe banga wakati mu mazi liaulenga amazi na mazi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7.
Katonda nasawe banga naye ula amazi agali wansi we banga na amazi agali waguru mu banga.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Verses 8.
Katonde banga nali ite guru. Nebuba kaungezi, nebuba incha.
And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Yes. Imagine.
And
just separated this usual water out of it to create heavens. Heavens, you'd have looked at it and it's blue. And it's very beautiful, shining. Water, what is the color of water? Now I want to tell you a secret. You know water. It's the neutral colors in the seven colors of rainbow. As a person is going to paint color, he cannot paint using black. But he paints beginning from white. In all the painting on this world and to mixing colors well. Depth of waters and creation of heaven and earth. It was the neutral
color.
Out of the mixed seven colors, powers from seven colors of spirit of
God.
Out of to be able to create different precious stones.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is why you say water has no color. It is not white. It's neither blue. But in the creation of God, it appears neutral color. It does not fall anywhere. So he was able to pour upon it much powers from the seven spirits of God in the form of colors of rainbow. And he mixes. And then he makes the entire heavens. And it's a precious heavens. Because when he speaks verse 9 in Genesis, and he
said
he put a dry land. Now, how can you from the water get a dry land from it? Already he had mixed within the waters. That's why in mountains there are precious stones within them. The ground, all they are filled with treasures in there. Even in the ground there are nutrients in there.
Still
powers which came from the seven spirits of God. I would have told
science
by now which surpasses all science.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Now,
imagine, let's read Genesis.
Genesis chapter 1,
verse
9. Gakunganire mu kifo kimu olukalu lulabike bwe kityo bwe kyali.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 10.
Katonda olukalu n'aluyita ensi, n'ekkuŋŋaaniro ly'amazzi n'aliyita ennyanja. Katonda n'alaba nga birungi.
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Now imagine water which is under the heaven. As you see heaven, the blue one up there. Water under the heaven. Out of it he made this planet earth. On the planet there where seas are seated. Dry land, mountains and the hills. Yet within them are precious stones there. Imagine if it was just mere water. If it didn't pour within it much powers. Which came from seven spirits of God in the form of colors of rainbow. Where would you have gotten those precious stones? You know, even stars. Them too were made from those waters. Those you see in the firmament. Up there. For you see them give different lightings. In the different spendules. The truth is, if it was mere water. For when he speaks with us. Genesis 1 verse 14. He speaks this on the stars. Genesis chapter
1
verse
14.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
Verse 16.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yes. Imagine as you see those stars. Because Bible says 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Stars they differ in splendor. Their bodies are different in splendor. Imagine if they just came from your water. Read me 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 41.
Ekitiibwa ky'enjuba kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'omwezi kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'emmunyeenye kirala. Kubanga emmunyeenye teyeekala na ginnaayo kitiibwa.
There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Yes. The glory of the sun is another. And when you look up and you see it. If the sun came from mere water. How would it have appeared like that? And inside it is fire.
And
outside it releases light. Imagine, okay, we would have said the moon. It was water and it caught ice. Yet the light coming from it.
We wow.
Yes. The stars. Different colors in the sky as you look at them.
So, if
they were made from the water like that. You expect
n'obugagga obulimu
those glorious bodies even the riches and treasures in them
yandivuddewa
they would have come from where
twongera okuwa obukakafu
we move to give you proof
timulubiribire sulisoka
in Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 and 2
katonda buyatonde gulune guliona nesi
when he created the heavens and the earth
nga esi mukisede kyalinjerere nga yita budi tabudi
earth in the time was null and void
omoyo omuntu kubeyali amamide kunguru kubuziba kumazi
spirit what spread on the depth of the waters
yaliwo mu bujjuvuwe
he was there in his fullness
emiyo musambwe ja katonda
the seven spirits of god
ejatumwa mu kutonda
sent within the creation
wabulanga tebanatandika kutonda
but before they began creating
emiyo juno musambwe ja katonda
these seven spirits of god
yagena maso kusoko furumia amanya ago muwendo omuji
they moved on to pass release precious powers
mu colors nga ezarwini bomusambwe
the seven colors of the rainbow
Era chovula nga chigambibwa
That is why it is said
Ntiyamagezi
that wisdom
gayero
is appears yellow in color
Iya mululimirwa wano
in the language of the world
Atenga lyerinyeri mukuriye miyo musambu
And that is one of the name of the seven spirits
Amagezi gawebwa kala musi
Wisdom is given color in the world
Okutegera ne kuwebwa kala musi
Understanding is given color in the world
Kutesa namanyi
counsel and power even knowledge
yonabiri na kala
they all have color
ninga chonache tuogera ko bulijoje miyo musambu eja kala
All we speak of always is the seven spirits of God
Boroza kulimba
If you think I'm deceiving
weteka omugugujo
you'll put in your Google search
okebera amagezi kala
and search the color of wisdom
baje kuwa kezi mukuzinjogedde
they will give you some of what I've spoken
wade baite basobola zipanga bulunji
god they could not order them well
nayinga butunulira amanya ageme yo musa
when you look to the names of seven spirits
okuri omoyo wa magezi
where there is spirit of wisdom
mukala ya yero
in the color of yellow
kwezo kale za rainbow musa
on the seven colors of rainbow
okuri omoyo wo kutegira
where the spirit of understanding
mukala ya green
in the color of green
okuri omoyo wo kutesa
where the spirit of counsel
mukala ya blue
in color of blue
okuri omoyo wa manyi
where the spirit of power
mukala ya indigo
in the color of indigo
okuri omoyo wo kumanya
where the spirit of knowledge
mukala ya violet
in the color of violet
okuri omoyo okutya mukama
where the spirit of fear of the lord
mukale ya red
in the color of red
deni okuri omoyo wa mukama
where the spirit of the lord
mukala ya orange
in the color of orange
amanyago
those powers
okuva meje omusavu
from those seven spirits
mukala ngeza rwini bomusavu
it's like seven colors of rainbow
yegami kisingibwa
there are one which we are mixed
mubuzibo bwamazi
in the depth of the waters
lokutufune mu egulio neryo muwendo omuntu
then we get the entire precious heavens
nesizo nano muwendo gwazi
all the earth with their worth
amanya kugetusoma mu Isaiah sura ya 10 nayo
those name we read them in the Isaiah chapter 11
ne colors zirabuzibuza mulimi olwo munsi
even colors they are those even if you inquire them from language of the world let us read we here
Isaiah sura ya 11 no lunyiriri olwo kubiri
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2
nomo yegwa mukama gulibera ko ye omoyo gwa magezi nokutegera omoyo gwa kutesa na manyi omoyo gwa kumanya nokutya mukama
and the spirit of the lord shall rest upon him the spirit of wisdom and understanding the spirit of counsel and might the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the lord
yes yebazibwe
praise jesus much
amanyago gegemi omusambu
those them are of the seven spirits
omwava amanyi mukalaz ezarwin bomusambu
out of came powers in the seven colors of rainbow
gamekisingwa mubuzibo bwamazi
and they were mixed with the depth of the waters
mukutonde gulyona
in creating all the heavens
nesizuna
and all the earth
inga bwenkugambi
but just as I've told you
omoyo wa magezi
that the spirit of wisdom
yavamu amanya agali mukala ya yero
out of came powers which are in the color of yellow
omoyo wo kutegera
the spirit of understanding
yavamu amanya agali mukala ya green
came out powers in the color of green
omoyo okutesa
the spirit of counsel
yavamu amanyi agali mukala ya blue
came out powers those in the color of blue
omoyo wa amanyi,
the spirit of might,
navamu amanyi agali mu kale ya indigo,
came out powers in the color of indigo,
omoyo w'okumanya,
the spirit of knowledge,
yavamu amanyi agali mu kale ya violet,
came out powers in the color of rainbow violet,
omoyo w'okutya Mukama,
the spirit of fear of the Lord,
navamu amanyi agali mu kale ya red,
and came out powers in the color of red,
tuyita omuliro,
which we call fire,
danger,
danger,
omoyo wa Mukama,
the spirit of the Lord,
navamu amanyi agali mu kale ya orange,
came out power in the color of orange.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus. Amen. Much
so mumanyi ama agomuwendo omungi,
in the precious powers,
mumanyi agomuwendo omungi,
in the precious powers
agava mu miyomusanvu eja Katonda,
which came from the seven spirits of God,
mungeri ya kara ya rainbow,
in the form of color of rainbow,
mwemwava obugagga obweggulu lyonna,
it's where came all the riches of the entire heavens,
mwemwava amayinja ag'obugagga obutabalika,
it is where they came riches of invaluable value,
mumayinja ag'enjawulo,
in the precious stones,
muguli yonna,
in the entire heavens,
ne mu nsi zonna,
in the entire earth.
Kyovola banga bulijjo tugambibwa,
that is why always we were told,
n'obugagga bwokka obuli mu njuba,
even riches alone, those in the sun,
nabo bwava omwo,
them two came from there.
Kusinzira mu kyamateeka sura ya 33,
according to Deuteronomy chapter
33,
13-16, it says this.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri essuula ya 33 n'olunyiriri olw'13,
Deuteronomy is chapter 33 verse 14.
Ne ku Yusufu n'ayogera nti ensi yeweebwe Mukama omukisa olw'ebyomuwendo omungi eby'omuggulu, olw'omusulo n'olw'ennyanja egalamira wansi.
And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath. Yes.
What do we have your mind or munji muguri or not?
There are precious things in the entire heavens. Yet we heard heaven was created from water. But what wasn't able to be understood? That the depth of water, where they created all heavens and all the earth, and their fullness, the spirit who spread on the surface of depth of water, his fullness seven spirits, out of him came powers, form of seven colors of rainbow. God mixed up in the depth of water, where we get all treasure in the entire heaven and earth, even in all the earth. That is why he speaks like this. Concerning the sun, that in it are different treasures.
Deuteronomy 33
verse 14. And with the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and with the precious things put forth by the moon. Yes.
Out
of the sun cometh different form of foods. You call it photosynthesis. And the food comes from the sun, passing through the sun rays. And it enters in the plants. Yet even the ground, because it too came from the water they had mixed,
the
power from seven spirits of God, in the form of color of rainbow, within the ground we find their nutrients,
chemicals,
nutrients, those powers in the kingdom of God,
to
grow plants and to get ingredients enough. That's why you see in Job chapter
38,
verse 5 up to 10, he says like this.
Job chapter 28
verses 5.
Ensi yevamu emmere era wansi ekyuka kyuka n'omuliro.
As for the earth, out of it cometh food, but under it it is turned up as it were fire.
Olunyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Amayinja gayo kifo kya safiro. Ereri nefufu ya zabu.
The stones of it are a place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold.
Olunyolo musanvu.
Verse 7.
Ekubeliyo tewali nyonye yigeri manyi. So na masoga kamunye tegalira banga.
There is a path which no fowl knows, and which the falcon's eye has not seen. Yes. Out of the earth comes food. And the scientists check and they see nutrients down there. Sure. There are nutrients, ingredients down in the ground.
But
now imagine if it was just mere water.
So binji ebyongera okuleta
obukakafu. So many things move bring proof.
Ubyadala ndi kitufu.
Indeed that it's true.
Nti mu rubereberere sule soko nyoso kapakoro
ku. But in Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2.
Urubereberere katonda bere atonde gone.
The beginning most God was creating heaven and earth.
Kitufu ensi ali nyiri nga ita budeta budde.
Truth is the apples without form and it was mixed up.
Muchire twali kitu kya kitonde dua.
In that time nothing had been created.
Ne wali obuzibo bwamazi.
But there was the depth of the waters.
Ngabumbe kisingidwa amanya manchi.
And it mixed in much powers.
Okuva kumeyo musambwe jya katonda.
From the seven spirits of God.
Mukalas is a rainbow.
In the colors of rainbow.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus
much.
Right there is where come all the treasures we see in the ground.
Even,
as us that if it is just mere water, how was that?
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much. As we've seen Revelations 4, verse 5, and we have been told that God has the seven spirits which were there under the depths of the surface of the waters. And in Revelations 5, verse 6, they have told that they were sent in creation and they were sent in the whole earth. But we have been told, Isaiah 11 verse 2, that there is the spirit of wisdom in the color of yellow, according to the color of rainbow, seven colors. There is the spirit of understanding in the color of green. And there is the spirit of counsel in the color of blue. There is the spirit of might, the color of indigo. There is the spirit of knowledge, in the color of violet. There is the spirit of fear of the Lord, in the color of red. And there is the spirit of the Lord, in the color of orange.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So I wanted to break for you every spirit, how it mixed its powers, what stones were gotten out. I pass through briefly for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've begun with the spirit of wisdom in the color of yellow, which is between orange
ne green,
and green, and the precious stones which were formed when it was mixed on the surface of depth of water. And created stones of gold,
silver,
rubies
ne sapphire.
In sapphire. Maybe we first end here.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
Okay.
We say we want to pass through
on
these powers in the colors of rainbow, which came from the seven spirits of God, when they were mixed with the depth of the waters. Which type of precious stones were created out of them?
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. We decided to begin with the spirit of wisdom. Out of which came powers which appeared in the color of yellow. And it's nearly to the color of orange.
Green.
Together with green.
Mukutonda mayinja aga rubies.
In creating stones of rubies.
Gold.
Gold.
Silver.
Silver.
Rubies. Ne sapphire.
In sapphire.
Muguru yonna.
In the entire heavens.
Ne monsi zonna.
Even in the entire earth. That's why he always tells you that there are secrets of wisdom, great secrets you've never known. According to Proverbs 11, Job chapter 11, verse 6, and he says like this.
Job chapter
11, verse 6.
Singa kuleseze byame byamagezi ndi nga
Job chapter 11, verse 6.
Era singa okoleseze ebyame byamagezi, ngaga ngeri nyingi mukukola okw'amaanyi. Kale tegeera Katonda, nga kutatira, so singa obutali butuukirivu obwo bwe bwasaanira.
And that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacts of you less than your iniquity deserves. Yes. There are secrets of wisdom. Double those which you know of. And God just forgives those who are on the world. He's not looked on their actions. For many times, they do not think as he thinks. But God, right from spirit of wisdom, powers appear in the color of yellow. And it is between orange and green. There are precious stones which you are created out of it. In being mixed with the depth of the waters. In the creation of all the heavens and the earth. Even the riches in there. Where there are stones of gold,
silver,
rubies,
sapphire,
and sapphire,
and
many others. That's why wisdom.
It
does not know any precious stone which is there. Because in it come out powers where those stones were made. According to those, it tells us Proverbs chapter 28, 18-21. And it says like this. Proverbs chapter 28 from verse 18. Proverbs 28 verse
18.
Whosoever walks uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. Verse
19.
He that tills his land shall have plenty of food, but he that follows after worthless pursuits shall have poverty enough.
Job
chapter 28, verse 18.
Job chapter 28,
verse 18.
Tebayogerenga ku kaloli n'amayinja agendabirwamu. Weewaawo, omuwendo gw'amagezi gusinga amayinja amatwakavu.
No mention shall be made of coral or of crystal, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. Yes. Verse
19.
The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Verse 20. For where then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Yes. When you bring every precious stone, as you've heard, there is topaz, gold,
sapphire, rubies,
you do not equate them with wisdom. We speak of spirit of wisdom. But out of him came powers which appeared in color of yellow on the seven colors of rainbow. And the color of yellow is between orange and green. Out of them they created different precious stones, those in the entire heavens and the earth, which were created from the depth of water. Now wisdom remained wisdom, but the other we speak of power which was released from wisdom. The spirit of wisdom remains spirit of wisdom, but his powers which were released from him, they were in the color of yellow, but they were nearing most to orange and green, according to seven colors of rainbow. They were mixed up there in the depth of water. When you mix up well, you can get those stones spoken of. But wisdom surpasses the value of all those. And he moves on to tell us Proverbs 8 verse 11. And he says like this. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 11.
Kubanga amagezi gasinga mayinja matwakavu.
For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Yes. You know rubies. Ruby stones. Here in the world they are very precious. It is the most expensive. But according
to
powers which came from spirit of wisdom in the color of yellow
and
between orange and green and orange and green, out of they were able to create all those stones mixed up with the depth of the waters. Yes. Someone is saying now, what can we do then to believe God? That is what you should do. It's what is peace also Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 16, as it says
this.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 16. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16.
Kale ninjogera nti amagezi gasinga abanyo obulungi. Era na yamagezi go mwavo oganyomebwa. Ebigambo bye ne bitabu nti ebigambo bye ne batabiwulira.
Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. Yes. Wisdom is better than any weapon. Yes. For weapons, we make them in different stones. Yet those stones in being mixed up of the depth of water and powers which came from seven spirits of God in the color of rainbow is where we go to those stones. Let me speak that in the brief about wisdom. Now let me go to understanding. The spirit of understanding, out of came power in the color of green, which is between yellow and blue. And he was mixed in the depth of water to creating all the riches of heaven, even of all the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why he says still in the Proverbs, in the Job chapter 28, in verse 12, up 17, he says this.
Yobu isuri ya bili mwomu nana, noru nyiriri ole kumine bili.
Job chapter 28 from verse 12.
Na ya magezi gana alabika angawa. Nechifecho kutegeira wekubeira chirirudawa.
But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding?
Orinyore kumine satu.
Verse 13.
Abantu tebamanyi muwende guago. Sote gana vika mwuse ya balamu.
Man knows not the price thereof. Neither is it found in the land of the living. Verse 14.
Obuziba bwogera nti tegali munze. Nenyanje yogera nti tegali wendi.
The deep says it is not in me, and the sea says it is not with me.
Verse 15.
Tegafunika
lwa zabu. So ne feza teripimibwa okugagula.
It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof.
Orinyole kumine omukaka.
Verse 16.
Tegayi nzika kwenkanya nkanyizibwa na zabu. Eya ofiri. Ne onoku eyomuwendo omungi. Oba safiro.
It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx and or the sapphire.
Orinyole kumine omusambu.
Verse 17.
Zabu nenda viruamu tebiyi nza kugenkana. So na amakula aga zabu nungi.
The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold.
Verse 18.
No wisdom shall be made of coral or of crystal, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. Yes. You cannot compare understanding. There are pockets of stones there you cannot list one by one. Which were made between the paths which came from spirit of understanding. In the color of green. Between yellow and blue. According to seven colors of rainbow.
Now,
many precious stones were made from that.
Because
those powers are what mixed up the depth of the waters. Where they created entire heavens and their fullness.
And
even the earth with their fullness.
Hope
there are things you move to understand concerning creation. The deep ancient things. Those of the knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But move, explain and understanding, he says this. Powers which came from the color of green.
Mixing
with the color of yellow with blue. Out of the created different precious stones. Which were mixed with the depth of the water. Let's read Proverbs 16 verse 16.
Ngere sule ye kumino mkaga, noru nyiriri ole kumino mkaga.
Proverbs 16 verse 16.
Ngere sule ye kumino mkaga, noru nyiriri ole kumino mkaga.
Proverbs 16 verse 16.
Okufuna amagezi, nga kusinga nyo kufuna zabu. We wow, okufuna okutegera, kulo ndebwa okuchira feza.
How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding, rather to be chosen than silver? Yes. Now the spirit of understanding. Him came power in the color of green. And God mixed in that hearing him yellow spirit of wisdom. Even one nearing him on the left hand. Spirit of counsel in the powers of blue.
And
created other precious stones there. And
Them
are different powers. In different colors. Praise Jesus much. That's what he moves to tell us in the Psalms.
133
verse
16.
Psalms
113
verse
16.
No.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
Bakolosai esule soka, n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
Naffe kye tuba tetulekaayo okuva ku lunaku lwe twawulira okubasabira n'okubeegayiririra mulyoke mujjuzibwe okutegeeranga nti okutegeeranga okwagala kwa Katonda, okwagala Katonda by'ayagala mu magezi gonna n'okutegeera okw'omwoyo.
For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Okutambulanga nga bwe kisaanira Mukama waffe olw'okusiimibwa kwonna, nga mumalanga ebibala mu buli kikolwa ekirungi, nti era nga mukuliranga mu kumanya Katonda.
That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What we pray for you is one thing. Move on, grow in the knowledge of God. Because what happened in the creation, they are so amazing. And they have never been entered in their depth here under the earth to study them. But the way we went under the Spirit of the Lord, and he showed us the sense of God the Father, God the
one
who knows the Son as Christ Jesus, even God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord. They have reached us here to see
the
precious powers in the form of color of rainbow, which came from seven spirits of God, and they are mixed with the depth of the waters. Out of we got the precious heavens,
even
the precious earth. Praise Jesus
much.
So I wanted to look in a little in the spirit of counsel. Powers which came from him in the color of blue, between green and indigo. And was mixed with the depth of the waters in creating the precious stones in the entire heavens and the earth. Praise Jesus much. That's what it tells us in Isaiah chapter 40, 11 and 15,
and it says like this.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11.
Alikunganya abana b'endiga mu mukono gwe n'abasitula mu kifuba kye, aliyitiriza mpola nti aliyitiriza mpola eze ziyonsa.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Verse 12.
Ani yali ageza amazzi, nti ani yali ageza amazzi mu kibatu kye, n'apima eggulu n'oluta, n'agatta enfuufu ey'okunsi mu kigera, n'apima ensozi mu minzaani n'obusozi.
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hands, and measured out heavens with a span, and known the dust of the earth in a measure,
he
and weighed the mountains in scales and hills in a balance?
He
who did that is the spirit of counsel of God. And he too was there right at creation, and he poured out his power in the depth of the water, in the color of blue, which is nearing to green and indigo,
in
creating different precious stones in the entire heavens and the earth. Let's move on ahead in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 13.
Ane yali alungamiza omwoyo gwa Mukama, obe yamuwerera ebigambo n'amuyigiriza.
Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, has taught him. Verse 14.
Ani gwe yali ateeseza naye ebigambo, era ani yali amuyigiriza n'amutegeeza mu kkubo ery'omusango n'amunnyonnyola okumanya.
With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, amayinjago,
so those stones which count the seasons and times,
for
example, those used to make watches, even many others in your phones,
computers,
in different computers, if they are into counting times and seasons, in measurements, where there are scales and balances, all they are gotten from the spirit of counsel, of the measurements. That's why he speaks in the Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1. Everything has its time and season. But the one who handles the time and seasons of things is the spirit of counsel. And those which hold powers which came from spirit of counsel, in the color of blue,
green,
neon green, and indigo. If you want look for those stones, you look for them in the midst there. You know, scientists, you're still making more technology. But he spoke in the Psalms 104, verse 24, as he says this. Psalms 104, verse 24.
O
Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your riches. Yes, the earth is full of riches, but we hear it came from water. But when you look into water,
and
don't see the riches, how they would have come from it, yet you do not hear well that on the depth of the surface, the water, the Holy Spirit had covered on there, the Spirit of the Lord, and he was upon it in his fullness, the seven spirits of God. Out of came the precious powers in the colors of rainbow, and he mixed with the depth of water, and he created the entire precious heaven, and
he
created the precious earth. Those we never first understood them, God is good, he reveals them and teach us to profit. I'm going to look briefly at the spirit of might. The spirit of might, out of him came powers in the color of indigo, between blue and violet, and was mixed with the depth of the waters to get out different treasures in the entire heavens, even the entire earth, right at creation. According to Job chapter 28, verses 1 to 3, those stones you see holding different powers, and we reach to make out technology, lights and things like those, in the spirit of might. Let us read, we hear. Job chapter 28, verses 1. Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they refine it. Verse
2.
Iron is taken out of the earth and the copper is melted out of the ore. Verse
3. Nebekenenya okutuka kunsalo enkobererayo amayinja gechizikiza echikutte nagechisikirize echokufa.
Man sets an end to darkness and searches out all recess for ore in darkness and the shadow of death. Yes.
Siri amayinja jibagasimaza
don't the places they get them from gold, silver, iron.
But
in them are powers
rich
to make all form of technology,
make
different lightings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
you may see different stones used to make precious things.
Most
when you pass through science and technology,
and
in the stones there are powers. Yet we don't know how it
happened.
I told you those stones move by color of indigo. Between and some are mixed in the color of blue. Even color of violet.
Now
those are easy to seek for them. And to know what to do within technology. According to Psalms 139.
11 and 12.
That stones which have that power from the spirit of might, they are the same, they use these night visions. Those which see in the night.
Zaburi, Psalms 139,
verse
11.
If I say surely the darkness shall cover me, even night shall be light about me. Verse
12.
Yeah, the darkness hides not from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you.
Yes.
Now those stones. All powers which came from spirit of might. In color of indigo. And they mixed up in blue.
In
the violet.
There
are some used to make and manufacture the night visions. To manufacture aeroplanes which camouflage. Can disappear, yet it's right there, you can't see it. Most of them are still getting them from the moon. That's why nations which have not traveled to the moon, they have not yet manufactured technology which is extreme.
Because
they get it from the stones, you think they get it from where? But as we are a new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory, God surpasses technology that you think of. Praise Jesus much.
So
these scientists,
we
warn them and tell them that the things of the living God, they are ones you have used and refused to believe God. As you create science and technology, and you don't know where they came from, you don't know how they were made. You, when you join them and make up computers, the robots, and you make planes which camouflage, and you think you are so great, get the greater one who put the authority in those stones. That's why he warns you in Isaiah chapter 47 verse 13 and 14, and he says like this. Isaiah chapter 47, verse
14.
You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators, stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Yes. You know, there are those stargazers. There are those the astrologers. They even make rockets and they take them quick up there. All powers they get them from different stones.
Those powers we
are put in there from the seven spirits of God
in
the form of color of rainbow. Right in Genesis, being mixed on the depth of surface of water.
The
creation of the entire heavens with his treasures in them. And the earth with the precious things in them. That's why God has warned you to stop showing off yourselves.
Most
scientists do not believe God exists.
Yet
they use his and they manufacture science and technology.
No,
that's not been special foolishness in you. Yet a wise person would have quickly rushed to understand God, and he asks, but authority in the stones I use technology
it
came from where, who put it in there, that you discover the Creator who made all, yet
you
rather perverted to get foolish. But let me end that there. Let me speak of power which came from spirit of knowledge in the color of violet.
Wakati wa indigo ne red.
Between indigo and red.
Ne mixing one of zibo bwa mazi.
Was mixed with the depths of the waters.
Mukutonda obugaga obwenja olomugori yonna.
To create treasures in different treasures in the heavens.
Awamu ne munsi zonna.
Even the earth. According to those, he tells us, Romans chapter 11, verse 33, and he says like this, on the treasures of knowledge. Romans chapter 11, verse 33,
emisango je nga tegikeberekeka.
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
Yes,
the riches of wisdom and understanding.
If you
want to know the riches of understanding
in
the creation of heaven and
earth,
the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, out of him came powers in the color of violet, between indigo and red. And mixed with the depth of water. And they formed different precious stones in the entire heavens and the entire earth.
It's
what is told you there in Romans 11:43, that there are riches of knowledge. Still speaks of them in the Colossians chapter
2,
verses 2-3. And he says like this. Colossians chapter 2, verse
2. Emitima jabwe jirokejisanyusibwe ngabagatibwa wamu mukwagalana n'okutuuka mu bugagga bwonna obwo kumanyira ddala okw'amagezi bategeerenga ekyama kya Katonda ye Kristo.
That their hearts may be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Yes.
They
reach to know the riches of knowledge. You know, right here is where came technology. Stones, they are there.
Those,
they joined up and make technology. Although
they
are the glorious things which happened from old in creation of heaven and earth,
the
Holy Spirit is spread on the surface of depth of water in his fullness. The seven spirits of God, out of came precious powers in the colors of rainbow, seven of them, mixed with the depth. And they created the precious heaven.
And
the precious earth with its fullness. Let me speak of spirit of fear of the Lord. Spirit of fear of the Lord. Out of him came powers in red. Between the color of violet and orange. And was mixed with the depth of the waters. And they created the precious stones in the entire heavens. Even the entire earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The spirit of fear of the Lord. Out of came powers in the color of red. Between violet and orange.
And
they mixed with the depths of water. God created different riches in the entire heavens, even all the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Stones like of sapphire,
topaz,
and the many others. That is
speaks
of most in Lamentations 4 verse 7. And it says like this. Lamentations 4, verse 7.
Abakungu bali balongofu okusinga omuzira. Bali beru okusinga amata. Emibiri gyabwe gyasinga mayinja matwakavu okumyuka. Bali banyirivu nga safiro.
Her princes were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their appearance was of sapphire. Yes. Now
there
are stones and they
are
white. But they share their treasures in them. They don't know the whiter of snow. And there are those which are red. Others are of fire.
It
others surpass that of sapphire. Because remember, in the spirit of fear of the Lord, still is where came the streams of life. There is life and it's generally in this world. Life is in some plants in the ground. All that is within that life.
Which
empowers our spirit of fear of the Lord. According to Proverbs 14, verse 27,
he
says like this. Proverbs 14, verse
27.
The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Yes. You see the life within the ground. Have you heard they say that the soil has died? And the ground has died.
Most
African ground is dead. Because of the other wrong chemicals they have put within it. There has been a chemical which came from the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Its color is not red per se.
That's
color which came from powers of the spirit of the Lord, fear of the Lord. The ground is not per se red. It's there. Now that color within it,
even
another appear is blackest, not black. There is that life in which came from spirit of fear of the Lord, which is in the ground that remains when it is healthy. If it no more blossoms,
it's
life which came from spirit of fear of the Lord, it's reduced in it. That's why they tell you in the Job chapter 28 and the verse 5, and they tell you out of the ground cometh food. There is a life in there, but it came from spirit of fear of the Lord, in the powers which appear red, between violet and orange.
In
most soils move by those colors. There is life in them, we need to know that. The soil and the ground riches it dies. And you sow things there, they can no more blossom.
Now,
that life which came from that spirit is what has produced in it. That's why soil is not red per se, but it's hanging there. But in some language they say it is red.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You read me Job, we see.
Job chapter 28,
verses
5.
As for the earth, out of it cometh food, but under it is turned up as it were fire. Yes. In those powers which appear in red of fire, which burns under in the cores of the earth. They came from the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Now,
the life put in the ground, it also came from him. The life which can grow different plants from the ground. Even though the fruits come from the sun. According to that Deuteronomy 33, verse 14, as we read before. So that of spirit of fear of the Lord and the powers which came from him, that in the color of rainbow, between violet and orange, they were mixed with the depth of the waters, creating the life in the different riches. Entire heavens and the earth. Mostly in the ground of heavens and the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So I want to wind up. Those time which left us long back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Powers which came from spirit of the Lord. In the color of orange.
Wakati wa violent. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Wakati wa violent,
between violet,
wakati wa red,
between red
ne yellow,
and yellow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we see the spirit of the Lord with powers which came from him.
Agari mu orange,
which appear in the color of orange.
Gari wakati wa red,
it's between red
ne yellow,
and yellow. Which were mixed with the depth of the waters. In the creation of different riches. In the entire heavens and the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Still, as we first told you, in the Job chapter 26, verse 13 and 14, they moved to show us of those riches.
Job chapter 26,
verse
13.
By his spirit he has adorned the heavens. His hand has pierced the fleeing serpent. Yes. The spirit of the Lord.
Him
the color
of
powers which came from him. In the color of orange. When you mix it with red, which is near in it, together with yellow, according to colors of rainbow, out of it came powers which adorned the heavens up there. As we surpass the blue heaven we see up there, the
other heavens
also in other precious stones in their splendors. Let us repeat in Job we hear.
Job chapter 26,
verse
14.
By his spirit he has adorned the heavens. His hand has pierced the fleeing serpents. Verse 14.
Laba, ganoge mabaligoka agama kuboge. Na kagambo ketumuulirako, nga katono.
Lo, these are only parts of his ways, And how little a whisper is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand? What we hear of him is very little. But God is so great. What you've been hearing of him has been a whisper. Those of creation you studied of him,
it
was a whisper you never knew his creation, how it happened. But his spirit, the spirit of the Lord, out of him came powers of orange. Between red and yellow,
it was
mixed with the depths of the waters, creating different precious stones in the heavens, even the entire earth. And when he moves on, tell us, Hebrews 11 verse 10, it says this. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10.
Kubanga banonye kibuga kiri ekirina emisingi. Katonda kye yakuba kye yazimba.
For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Yes. God in the heavens, he laid there different foundations. Like 12 types of stones there. You think if it was just mere water, these stones like this you read down below here, where would they have come from in that heaven? According to Revelation chapter 21 19 to 21, and he says like this. Revelations 21 from verse 19.
Emisingi ya bugo w'ekibuga jayonjebwa na buli jinje lyo muwendo omungi. Omusingi ogw'olubereberye yasepi, ogw'okubiri safiro, ogw'okusatu karukedoni, ogw'okuna nawandagala.
And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, and the fourth emerald. Verse 20.
Ogwokutano sadonukisi, ogwomukaga sadio, ogwomusanvu kerusoliso, ogwomunana beluro, ogwomwenda topaz, ogwekumi kerusoperaso, ogwekumi nemu ndi, ogwekumi nogumu kuwakinso, ogwekumi nebiri amesusto,
the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. Yes. All these are precious stones. They came direct from spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So
we thank the Lord. So on this time alone,
the
ever revealed us was there in the creation of heavens and earth. How the Spirit of the Lord spread on the depths of the surface of the waters in his fullness. Out of him came powers which came from him, the seven spirits of God, the seven colors of rainbow, and they were mixed with the depths of the waters. It created riches in all heavens and all the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I would have spoken that the making of seven spirits of God
horizontal form.
In that called the horizontal form.
Nemu vertical.
Even vertical.
Nemu cross section.
In the cross section.
Erani science ni technology watu watambula.
Even science and technology moves like that.
Kijia kutunyonyola bakabona.
It will be explained to us by the priests.
Jehujao.
Ahead there.
Na inga tujia kuda.
But we shall come back.
Okusobola okukomekereza pointi ya feyomo na.
Ever wind up our east points. responsible of by Spirit of the Lord.
But
we are going to see the Spirit of the Lord revealing to us that God created planets, not only one planet, and He created four heavens, not one heaven. May God bless you as you put in action what you've heard, even to spread far and to await what comes next. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.